If you saw the last post, you'll have seen that we were looking at one of the Aviary suite of online applications, Falcon, which was a simple image markup tool. Very basic, straightforward, dead easy to use. If you need something a little bit more sophisticated in terms of image manipulation, then there's another tool within the Aviary suite that you might want to choose, and that's called Phoenix. Once again, you can use it online without having to register, but obviously registering allows you to be able to save and then work on your images later. Anyway, if you follow the link that's in the post, that will take you to the Phoenix homepage. If you launch Phoenix, you've then got an option, or two options rather. You can either work on a blank canvas if you've got something in mind that you already want to create, or if you've got a photo that you took, or one that you've got access to online, you can bring either of those two formats in and start to work on the photo direct. Once again, you've got all the same tools that you find within Falcon, but they contain far more levels of sophistication. So you've got a greater number of options that you can change about each of the tools. In addition, you've got all the image editing features that you'd expect in a more sophisticated editor. So, for example, in a photo, you can adjust the levels or use auto levels. You can change the saturation, the brightness and the hue and so forth. You've also got the option to use different layers. That's particularly useful if you're going to be doing a lot of work on an image, so that you can change things at different levels and work on a single level at a time without affecting other parts of the image. You've also got the option to create masks, and ultimately, of course, you can flatten the layers. In addition, you've got quite a good range of filters within here, so you can change different aspects and create a very, very artistic look to your image. In the same way with Falcon that we were looking at before, you've got the option to save it even without registering. You can export the image in a particular format, and again you now get a bigger choice of formats to export it in, or you can save it if you created your account.